Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What you want, baby, I got what you need.
That's the Queen of Soul, Aretha, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. David Goldstein is our guest. He's our new friend, soon-to-be old friend. He's the co-author, along with Otto Kroger, of the book Creative You. Folks, I really encourage you to check this out. I've been talking to you about being more creative, being more innovative, and trying to stay ahead of the curve, trying to move faster. If you want to move faster, you don't have more capital. You know, I can't help you with that. We've talked about that. We've talked about how to become a better capitalized company. But basically, if you really want to leverage what you have and stay ahead of things, be more innovative. Find a way to get more innovation and more creativity out of your team. And I think this book will help you with that. David, congratulations. I'm proud of you guys for putting this thing together. You want to tell the audience where they can find the book, please?
Sure. It should be in bookstores everywhere, and it should be available online through Amazon and iTunes and all the online bookstores. Yeah.
Check it out, folks. It's really plain English. Easy to use. We're talking about we're trying to help people understand how their creativity manifests in them. You guys use the personality types as a foundation for this in the book, and we're asking four questions. The first question was, you know, are you an extrovert or an introvert? The second question was, do you prefer sensing or intuiting? That was in the previous segments. Now we're talking. The third question is, do you prefer thinking or feeling? So this sounds like a question that could get you into trouble, David.
Of course it can. You get into big trouble on this one.
Yeah, especially,
and you know what?
I can imagine some of the ladies looking at me and saying, "What do you mean by that, smart aleck?"
Yeah, the words themselves are misleading, and I don't like the words because obviously thinkers feel, and feelers think.
Right.
But the difference is, the thinkers, they like to make their decisions based on what's fair and logical, and the feelers, they like to make their decisions based on how people are going to react, and they like to promote harmony.
Right.
And this has a really big effect with business. I was talking to one entrepreneur who has a medical startup, and he's really a visionary and has these great ideas, but he really wasn't considering how people would react to his ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggested, we talked about the people on his team, and there was someone who probably was a feeling type, and I said, if you run these ideas past the feeling type person, your ideas are going to be accepted better, because he was a strategist, but he wasn't using mm-hmm. the strategy to understand how people are going to react.
Yeah, in the end, customers are humans, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. And our brand, our personal brand, is all about ourselves. As a business owner, it's more clear than in a large company that who we are is our brand. And the more we understand ourselves in our decision process,
right,
the more that brand shows through to our customers.
Mm-hmm. So the thing that keeps coming across to me, though, is we have both of these alternatives, the extrovert, the introvert, the intuitor, and the sensor, the thinker and the feeler. You really need both of these people to really produce a better product, it seems to me. And if you don't know who these people are in your organization, do you think it's a good idea to basically break down your company? Not break it down, but take inventory of the kind of people you have?
I do. I don't think personality should ever be used for a hiring decision, but once you have the people on your team, knowing who they are and having the people know each other,
right,
and what their strengths and weaknesses are and about their personality type,
yeah,
it allows them to work together.
Well, I don't think you should not hire somebody because of their personality, but I think you should hire somebody for a job because of their personality. Meaning, I wouldn't put a person who's more likely to be an accountant type personality in a sales job, et cetera, or vice versa.
I think there's some merit to that in the older mold of thinking, but today we are successful by being unique and different. And if you put a salesperson in an accounting type of job, for example, as you're talking, they might bring a totally new thing to the table in the accounting department.
Yeah.
They might, and they might thrive just for that reason. Being different is almost more important than being the same today.
Very interesting. So, okay, the fourth question is, are you a judger or a perceiver? What's the difference?
Right. Right. The judges like to make decisions and stick to their decisions, and there's a lot of strength to that. The perceivers like to always be taking in new information and always be open to change their decisions. And you know what's great about this? If you understand this difference within yourself, you understand how you get stuck and unstuck.
Right.
Because if you're a judger and you get stuck, the best thing for you to do is get new information, open up the window temporarily.
New evidence.
To new thoughts. Yeah. And I would suggest do something that's irrelevant. Pick up a magazine you're not interested in. Talk to someone you think
is
nothing common.
You're talking about being ironic. Right?
Right. But, you know, this is the exact wrong thing for the perceiving type because they're always taking in new information. They need to just stop and make a few decisions to get unstuck. Hmm. And one idea will lead to the next.
So talk about, this is fascinating to me, David. I'm really, perhaps you can tell, I'm really getting into your book here. And I'm glad you and Otto wrote this. If folks, I encourage you to check it out. It's called Creative You, available wherever books are sold. I really think what you'll learn in this book, I believe, will help you to find some intangible power and growth potential in your company. David, tell us again where the book's available.
It's available. Creative View is available on Amazon, iTunes, any bookstores you could ask for.
Any website particular?
You could try my website, www.davidbgoldstein.com.
All right. Hey, thanks, David. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.